Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
All right, jumping into today's podcast, very interesting having Low Cash, the Country Stars, and then, of course, they brought us a nice little treat with having the Beach Boys with them. I've never interviewed the Beach Boys, so this will be one for the books for me, as well as the final time that we're giving you an opportunity to see Luke Combs in Seattle. Next week, it'll be all about CMA Fest in Nashville. I'll expand a little bit more about that all on this podcast. Ooh, feeling the inspiration this morning as we start the national anthem. That's the way we kick off every single morning show. And today we'd love to send it off to those of you who open. What I mean by that is you've been trusted with the keys. You've been trusted with the responsibility. You've been trusted with the staff to arrive at a certain time and get that place open, get all the lights turned on, whatever displays you're in charge of turning on or whatever items you're in charge of putting up before it opens to the public. To you who open, doesn't matter whether it's a cell phone shop, restaurant, corporate business, to you this morning from OB, Ashley, those of us here at K-Nation, thank you for being openers and being trusted with the national anthem. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. So I spoke about it a little bit earlier. I'm going to expand just a little bit just because it's that big of a deal. You've got Luke Combs, probably one of the biggest names in country music today. We're sending you as Camp K92.3, as all the schools break out for summer. Remember that moment of going to summer camp and just being so excited about that? Well, we want to recreate that, those feelings, but this is going to be for adults because you got to be 21 and up to win these Luke Combs getaways. That's exactly what they are. You know, we've sent you to already some great cities. This time it's Seattle. And next week, the reason why I'm prepping you for this is because at 3 p.m. today, that'll be the last opportunity, right, for you to get in on the Seattle trip to see Luke Combs in a stadium show. That's going to be big. Next week, it's all about sending you to see Luke Combs at CMA Fest. Now, for those who aren't educated or up on what CMA Fest is it is a giant festival. And first of all, it takes place from June 9th to the 12th. We want to take care of you. Compliments of All American Solar. They've been a great sponsor throughout this whole camp, K92.3. Where seeing Luke Combs in his element in Nashville at CMA Fest. And here's what I love about that week, too. I'm sorry, I'm taking a little long with this, but just because it's exciting. That week in Nashville, think about all your favorite stars from Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, who, by the way, Garth just opened up a bar. He's going to want to be there. I say these names like Dierks Bentley. I say the names like Toby Keith, because a lot of these guys who have their bars, they have their restaurants, they're going to be there that week. CMA Fest is the week of weeks that if you're a somebody, you want to be seen, right? If you're Blake Shelton, you want to be seen. So that's going to be the week that we want to send you to see Luke Combs. Speaking of Luke Combs, we were incredibly proud to partner up with him when he was giving some love to those of you who have graduated this week alone. We were talking about how, you know, West Orange, Edgewater, Boone, Windermere, Timber Creek, Colonial High. On Sunday, we've got graduations like Winter Park. And Luke Combs, just so thankful that he could be part of Camp K92.3 and say this to you.
Hey, this is Luke Combs. To all you seniors that are graduating this year, I wanted to offer up a huge congratulations to you on this amazing achievement. As each of you step into this exciting new chapter of your life, just enjoy it, enjoy this moment, and do what you want to do. Whether that's using the degree you just got in your hand or not, you going and doing what you want to do and being happy and feeling fulfilled is the most important thing. So to each and every one of you, congratulations and all the best to you going forward.
Love that. So that's Luke Combs' message to the class of 2022 as he partners up with us with Camp K92.3. So again, 9 o'clock your time to win, then 3 p.m., and then we move on to CMA Fest in Nashville. Now, what I have coming up next is pretty awesome. I've got a little bit of an insight that I may have the Beach Boys, the legendary Beach Boys, on the show next. Now, I know for a fact I've got Low Cash, the country superstars. They're on the show next. Will they have the Beach Boys with them? That'll be a treat for us all next. Low Cash and the Beach Boys. This is K92.3. It's Obie and Ashley in the morning. And today we have the pleasure of being the bridge yet again between you and your favorite country artists, right? So we've got Low Cash, who just performed not too long ago at Stagecoach, and they surprised everybody because they've got this new song with the Beach Boys. And the Beach Boys, so legendary, been making songs since the 60s, over 20 albums. But you remember Low Cash from songs like this. Country girl, I love a Friday night. Man, I love this life. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song. That's what you want. Preston and Chris, Low Cash.
Hello,
yeah, yeah. What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, guys? Is Ashley with you or no?
Ashley is not with me. She's enjoying a little time away with her hubs on the coast doing some tarpon fishing.
Oh.
So I'm sorry she's not around, guys.
Well, you know what we did, Obie? We heard Ashley wasn't going to be with you, and so we brought you a couple co-hosts for your show this morning.
How about Mike Love and Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys on with us right now?
Whoa!
All right.
Whoa! Right. Okay, hold on. This is legendary status.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so hold on. Let's talk about the Beach Boys really quick, just because Mike and Bruce, I mean, for you guys to still have this kind of excitement from people, is that fun to you guys? Like, that must be fun, right?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
I miss all the radio interviews, but this is fantastic just to sit here and be talking to you guys.
Yeah, we're promoting a record, and it's called Beach Boys, so it's sort of a self-promotion in a way.
Well, and I love that you guys are still kicking out the music, and then for you guys to be working with, like, Preston and Chris here from Low Cash, that's some edge right there.
Absolutely.
People aren't expecting it, but when it happens, it's really great. It's perfect.
Wow, well, what a treat that our Orlando audience is in for. So we're already huge, huge fans of Preston and Chris. They've been on the show many a times. Never had the Beach Boys on. This will be one for the books.
The thing is, it's perfect because they wrote a song, Beach Boys, trading the red dirt in for sand and driving till the map turns blue, and all the lyrics and the song itself is very hooky, and we added our voices to it. We did our I Get Around the way we do it, and so we're having a ball doing it.
You know, we liked him so much that I put him in Mike's will.
What do we get? What do we get in the will? Wait, do we get the Bentley?
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's so great working with these guys. More fun.
You're getting Bruce's Rolex.
Wow. That's pretty generous for him to put you in the will. Okay, so let me just reset for everybody who's listening right now. I'm on with Preston and Chris from Low Cash. Now, they have a song with the legends, Beach Boys, and we're talking to them right now. So, Preston and Chris, to have the idea to do this song, but then for it to come to fruition like this, what's that like?
Man, I tell you, when we wrote the song, we were just trying to put Beach Boys-style harmonies in the song, right? And so we just wanted to woo-hoo's in the song and make it a country song. Then all of a sudden, one of the guys we were writing the song with, he says, we should just call this thing Beach Boys. And we were like, nah, that's too on the nose. It can't be that obvious. And then he goes, no, let's take the country to the beach, boys. And I tell you what, we all looked at each other and we went, hold on a minute. What if the Beach Boys actually hear this song someday? And what if they actually like the song someday? And what if they actually call us on the phone and say they're going to maybe be on the song someday, and
Members of the Beach Boys?
What if we're honorary members of the Beach Boys? What if we go buy beach shirts and we do concerts together like Stagecoach and Good Morning America?
Rhyming.
And it is freaking happening. We are living the dream right now, Obie. It's crazy.
You know what I love is that the audience gets a taste of Preston and Chris, which is so today, so on top of it today. But the legendary sound that we'll never want to shake is the Beach Boys sound. So fun to be having this conversation right now.
So it's going to happen in country.
Nice. I like that. Well, if I could pivot this question to Mike and Bruce, after all these years of doing music, what's next for you guys? You guys are still, you're still working.
Oh, we're headed to Europe in June and July. And we'll be doing places like the Royal Albert Hall in London, which is iconic.
Olympia and Paris.
which we did in the 60s.
That's so crazy.
We're also hoping to do a symphonic tour in November, December. Beach Boys have a Christmas album. A Little Saint Nick was the top song on that one.
Sure.
That's most played.
Can you guys still hit those notes?
No, they're better.
Oh, yeah.
That's my draft exempt note.
We sing those songs in the same keys as the original originally. So, yeah, it's all good.
Dude, Obi, they're fire, man. I mean, we've done a couple shows with them and got some more coming up, too, but their harmonies are ridiculous. I had some friends in the crowd at Stagecoach, and they're like, oh, my gosh, they sound unbelievable still. You know, the crowd was going crazy at Stagecoach to begin with, and then when we brought the Beach Boys out, when Mike and the guys come out, it felt like the audience just levitated.
Yeah.
It just raised. You have to see it to experience it and fully understand it. But I tell you what, they just still have this power to uplift people, and it's beautiful to watch.
Wow, I love that. You know what? Hey, man, I'm going to pray for Preston and Chris that you guys have that kind of longevity. That is longevity.
Yeah, it is. They tried to pass the baton to us the other day, and it was way too heavy to pick up. So.
Oh, man, you guys are great. Thank you for the gift to me today.
Yes, man. Guys, Obi's been one of our boys for a while, so he's a good dude. I'm glad you got to talk to y'all.
Well, thanks, Obi. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, likewise.
See you.
Pretty cool. Low cash. The Beach Boys here on
K92.3. K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, with Ashley out, I am in with her All Access. And I'm going to get through this story pretty quick just because I think it's interesting. But I don't want to spend too much time on it. And actually, our afternoon superstar, Slater, would love this story. You know, Slater, who's on the air, loves himself some Jersey Shore. So why am I talking about the fact that MTV may be doing a reboot of Jersey Shore? Would you even be interested in a reboot of Jersey Shore? Let me tell you how they plan on rolling it out. And it may not happen because the original cast is not happy with it. But MTV, they're going to do a reboot of Jersey Shore, have a brand new cast. This will be a new, younger cast. And yeah, they'll have the same old antics of this cast will be followed around and their adventures in the party scene and just being cool and who they are. And the original cast, not happy about it. They said that this was a cast, and some of us don't know what happens behind the scenes, but they claim that MTV, at the time when they approached the kids from Jersey Shore, that MTV was hurting for some attention. And they definitely got it from the cast of Jersey Shore living out their lives in front of all of us. So nevertheless, reboot of Jersey Shore could be happening, but if it's the old cast that has anything to do with it, they're going to try to block it as much as they can. Now, let's move on over to country news. I love this story about the Judds. They've got their final tour, and the Judds, their final tour, it seemed like for a second there, they were bringing on Martina McBride to kind of take the place of Winona. Naomi. And it looks like now it's opened up into this star-studded tour in honor of Naomi Judd, right? So you've got people like Little Big Town that have agreed to join on, Ashley McBride, Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill is going to round it all out when it ends in October, and that'll be in Kentucky where it all started, so that's pretty cool. And then a little later on today, so I get the pleasure of giving you two songs that have never been on FM radio ever, and that was the one from the Beach Boys and Low Cash that you just heard earlier this hour. The next time is going to be this hour in the 7 o'clock hour at the end, somewhere around 7:50. I want to play for you the first time ever, Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line. So you know Brian Kelly. We already did a beach cleanup with him. Ashley went out. They did a concert and everything like that. The boys are doing separate projects, and this is Tyler Hubbard's song. I'm going to give you the hook because I don't want you to wait all the way up until 7:50, but 7:50 you'll get the entire song.
God makes 5'9", brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw in a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
It's so catchy. I can't wait for you to hear it. So come around 7:50. We'll play you the world premiere, the first time it ever plays on radio for the full length, right here on K92.3.
Obi and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time.
for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, so I'm to understand I've got Heather representing the fine folks over in Cocoa. Heather, good morning.
Morning.
Woo! And you're going up against somebody who's played the O-Town Showdown a few times already, Connor of Titusville. Connor, what's your record so far? Are you a winner, or is this something that you don't win often?
I think I'm 8-2.
8-2. All right, okay. Well, here we go. This time we've got an opportunity for you guys, again, to get that Cole Swindell album, the $50 of spending cash to Burger King, which, by the way, you want to sign up for those rewards programs on their app. But yeah, okay, so let's get those buzzer sounds from you guys. This will indicate when you think you've got the right answer. All right, Heather, when you think you're right, what's going to be your sound today?
What about beep beep?
Okay, beep beep, I like that. That'll be easy. Connor, you?
Ding.
Ding. All right, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown. All right, here we go. Question number one. According to the popular tongue twister, who sells seashells by the seashore?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, what you got, Connor?
Sally.
It is Sally. Nice. All right, okay, so that's one for Titusville. Heather, we're looking for one to stay in the game, all right?
Okay.
Question number two. Tickling the ivories refers to playing what instrument?
Ding, ding, ding.
What you got, Connor?
Violin.
It is not the violin. For the steel, Heather?
Ding, ding, what about the cello?
It is not the cello. Tickling the ivories would be playing the piano. All right, no worries, no worries. Ooh. New question number two. Oscar the Grouch lives on what popular street?
Ding.
Oh,
ding,
what, ding, ding. What you got, Connor?
Sesame Street.
Nice work, Connor. That is two for you, making you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Thank you, thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah, man. We'll get you all hooked up with new CD from Cole Swindell. I don't even know why I said CD. They're digital downloads now. That makes me sound so old. But you get that. You get the $50 of spending cash at Burger King. But Heather, this is our favorite part. Come on in here for this air hug.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's love. We'll get some redemption on you again, so this way you can win another time around. But, guys, thank you again. And going into the weekend, thank you for playing another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Okay, love this moment on the show. You know, we could be talking about a story that inspires you. You could be the next person who is on Doing the Right Thing. And if you know people who are doing the right thing, then please don't hold back. Let us know. You can always reach out to Ashley and myself. We'd love to highlight them like we're doing with this restaurant owner. We're going to take this to North Texas. The restaurant is called Our Place. It's in Mansfield, Texas. And the owner, Benji, started to really be sensitive to the formula shortage, right? All the baby's mamas that need that formula. Well, Benji, the owner of the restaurant, was able to secure a bunch of boxes of baby formula from his food distributor and give it away for free, where people were getting calls like this.
This is Jesse at Our Place Restaurant. I have a can of formula on standby for you.
I drove up almost 45 minutes because I have a newborn at home, and I only got one more can.
Well, I do remember there was a time where our firstborn, Zach, he had to be on formula for a little bit, and it was a special kind of formula, too, that was so expensive. If we were about to run out of that, I mean, the whole house was in a panic. And here you've got this restaurant owner making a deal with his food distributor to get all those boxes of formula so this way he could give them away for free to the community. And this is why he did it. This is Benji.
It's important for me because during COVID, people just came out and helped us. Businesses would drop money off for the staff to help us, asked us what we needed.
Yeah, so again, we think that story is so cool. You know, there may be an occupation that you do that you've got the hookup, that when it's a baby formula shortage, when it's other type of shortage. You remember when we were looking for toilet paper? All right, so you may be the person who has the hookup, and that could make you easily the person who's doing the right thing. So to Benji, that restaurant called Our Place in North Texas, that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obi and Ashley, K92.3. Another reminder that you're right around the corner from getting that opportunity to go to Seattle. We're sending somebody tomorrow. It might as well be you. You get it at 9 and at 3 p.m. today, and then again tomorrow. And then we pick that winner. And then we start with a whole new city.
with Luke Combs and Camp, K92.3. Okay, so let's talk about your phone in your hand. I'm going to be 100% honest, okay? I find a lot of times that I've got my phone in my hand, whether I'm texting the kids or I'm researching something on Google, whatever the heck it is, I will be 100% honest with you. I've had to jerk that wheel, right? To pay attention, to be like, you know, maybe you even let out an explanative. But nevertheless, today, in today's time, that used to be a secondary offense to have that cell phone in your hand, and now it's been changed. There's been a bill that's passed, and now there's laws in place. So anyways, with the Orlando Police Foundation, I've got some connections. I want to thank John Cute, some of the other officers like Matt Uchismo, Paul Evanco, all those guys. But today, specifically, I've got my brother from another mother. He is lieutenant, and not only lieutenant, but he's in charge of OPD Motors Unit, Jerry Goglas. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. All right.
Hey.
All right. So I've got my good buddy, Lieutenant Jerry Goglas, on.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to thank you so much for saying yes to this. With me sitting on the board of the Orlando Police Foundation, I reached out as soon as I could once we heard about DeSantis and the texting while driving law, and I knew that one of our good brothers there, you, sir, would be able to educate our listening audience on what exactly that means for us.
Okay, well, texting while driving in Florida is a primary offense in Florida. You can now be pulled over and ticketed in Florida just for texting. That includes checking your emails, sending Snapchat messages, or posting on social media. In addition, all handheld device use is banned in school and construction zones.
Okay, so wait a minute. So this means, like, if I'm texting my kids, hey, I'm picking up lunch for you and I'm dropping it off at school, I need to do that while stopped.
Correct. You're putting everybody in danger, including yourself, if you're texting while driving. Taking your eyes off the road for even a split second is extremely dangerous. We asked that if anybody finds it important enough to text somebody they love, pull to the side of the road, do your texting, and make sure you arrive where you're going in one piece.
I love that. Lieutenant Jerry Goglas on again, and you said that texting while driving is a primary offense. Why did it go from secondary to primary?
I think the importance of it is that it's such a problem, people texting and driving and not paying attention to the road, that they felt it important enough to make it a primary offense, which means that any officer in the state of Florida can pull you over just for seeing you on your phone texting or checking emails.
So I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So even at a stop sign, I'm at a stop sign and I'm like, hey, honey, stopping by Publix to pick up groceries. What about that, Jerry?
So at a stop sign, no. At a stoplight, you may. There's nothing worth texting over that can't wait till you stop or just make sure you pull over.
Okay, and on behalf of my my DoorDash delivery people, my Grubhub people, you know, Uber drivers, what about those people?
Same thing. The law goes for everybody just alike, really. Stop being distracted. Take the time to pull over, do what you have to do, and get to where you're going safely.
I love it. I love it. Lieutenant Jerry, I really appreciate you saying yes to this, and thank you again for the education.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and have a great day. Be safe.
Yeah, brother, you too, and thank you for protecting us.
Absolutely, sir.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, with Ashley out, I am in with her All Access, and I'm going to get through this story pretty quick just because I think it's interesting, but I don't want to spend too much time on it. And actually, our afternoon superstar, Slater, would love this story. You know, Slater, who's on the air, loves himself some Jersey Shore. So why am I talking about the fact that MTV may be doing a reboot of Jersey Shore? Would you even be interested in a reboot of Jersey Shore? Let me tell you how they plan on rolling it out. And it may not happen because the original cast is not happy with it. But MTV, they're going to do a reboot of Jersey Shore, have a brand new cast. This will be a new, younger cast. And they'll have the same old antics of this cast will be followed around and their adventures in the party scene and just being cool and who they are. And the original cast, not happy about it. They said that this was a cast, and some of us don't know what happens behind the scenes, but they claim that MTV, at the time when they approached the kids from Jersey Shore, that MTV was hurting for some attention. And they definitely got it from the cast of Jersey Shore living out their lives in front of all of us. So nevertheless, reboot of Jersey Shore could be happening, but if it's the old cast that has anything to do with it, they're going to try to block it as much as they can. Now, let's move on over to country news. I love this story about the Judds. They've got their final tour
And the judge, their final tour, it seemed like for a second there, they were bringing on Martina McBride to kind of take the place of Winona. Naomi. And it looks like now it's opened up into this star-studded tour in honor of Naomi Judd, right? So you've got people like Little Big Town that have agreed to join on, Ashley McBride, Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill is going to round it all out when it ends in October, and that'll be in Kentucky where it all started, so that's pretty cool. And then a little later on today, so I get the pleasure of giving you two songs that have never been on FM radio ever, and that was the one from the Beach Boys and Low Cash that you just heard this morning. Then for the first time ever, Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line. So you know Brian Kelly, we already did a beach cleanup with him, Ashley went out, they did a concert and everything like that, the boys are doing separate projects, and this is Tyler Hubbard's song, 5 Foot Nine.
God makes 5 Foot Nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw in a small town accent, ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love, Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
It's so catchy, and we'll be playing it every other hour here on
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Josh, you were telling us about your date with Claire, and you could pick up from where you left off.
We settled to go outside to this place that has delicious Cubans. She let me drive her, kind of bonded, talking about our interests, travel, and I took her home, and I was thinking I would hear back from her, and, you know, we'd maybe keep the momentum going, and I haven't heard a thing.
Okay, well, Josh, I like to warn everybody, I mean, this is a big effort, so I just want you to be prepared, just in case she's just not interested.
Yeah, I mean, she seemed really interested that night, so I don't know what happened. Or...
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Claire, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Claire, good morning. My name is Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay, so you've got two of us on the line right now because we're morning radio show hosts on the big station, K92.3.
Why are you calling me?
Okay, so we do something on the morning show where we try to piece people back together again after they went on a date. And that's what we're trying to do right now.
Oh, I've heard of this. I don't know why you're calling me, though.
Okay. Well, this might be a personal question and one kind of going to ask you just right off the bat. But we heard from a guy named Josh that you went to a little Cuban sandwich shop with, and he thought everything went great on your date. He's basically the one that wants to know what's going on here and just why he hasn't heard from you.
Wait, well, I'm not going to talk about that on the radio.
Okay, well, Claire, if we can kind of put you in a safety net, because this is the trust tree. You know, we're just trying to pay for you guys to go on another date. We're all for this.
I don't even know what to say right now. I mean, did he call? He called,
so
right? That's how this works. I can't believe that this is happening. Josh is a horrible person.
Okay.
Okay, the way home from our date, he almost ran over a turtle.
On purpose?
I mean, we were driving. He was driving me home, which was very nice. And then I spot this turtle on the road. And I'm like, hey, can you stop? Because if he wasn't going to run over it, I'm sure somebody else would have run over it.
Right, yeah, I always
think people are aware of that. So I ask him to stop the car. He stops the car. I asked him to help me get the turtle out of the road, and he picks up the turtle. I'm thinking that he's going to walk it across the road and gently place it on the side that the turtle was trying to get to. But you know what Josh does? He throws it the opposite side. He threw the turtle.
Oh, God. That would rub me the wrong way.
He propels this poor creature into the air.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Because this already feels like it's going to be a little sensitive. So why don't we bring Josh on the line? Because Josh just heard everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
And now we can all talk about this.
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, totally understand that would be your first reaction.
That whatever, he can say whatever he wants, but he's a Toro color.
Well, I just need to clear the air. I care about turtles. I've never picked one up. There was a lot of traffic. People were hooting and hollering, honking. And I was, you know, kind of stressed. I'm holding up traffic. And I tried to gently toss it. I didn't know the way it was
you
trying to go.
You threw it, you turtle killer.
It was a softball toss.
I don't care. You're a turtle killer.
Did you not know that, like... I like throwing or even like a softball type of toss is what you're calling it.
Softball toss.
Like that could definitely hurt it.
I mean, don't they have shells like that protect them?
That's animal abuse. You abused that animal. We don't know if it's alive or not.
Well,
okay. It's so much smaller than you.
Wow, this is blown out of proportion. That's why you won't return my calls?
Yeah, you're a turtle killer.
You just keep saying that.
Oh my God! So wait a minute. But
that's what you are.
Okay. It's my life to get the turtle out of the road and move on.
Wow. Okay. So wait a minute, Claire. If he's saying that he tossed it into a bush, let's presume that turtle is still alive.
I don't even want to think about that. I mean, I love turtles too.
Yeah, they do have shells. Obviously, no second date.
Yeah. Obviously.
All right. This is brilliant. So you're gonna let a turtle get in the way of what could have been real love.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it was a softball toss into the grass.
Softball toss, my ass, turtle killer.
Oh, God.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app. Obie and Ashley in the morning. The bridge between you and your favorite stars.
Catching up with Luke Combs on taking home those awards.
Man, they're pretty cool. You know, you don't like walk home with it. All of a sudden it like shows up at your house and it has your name on it and stuff like that. So that part's pretty cool, man. I've had some stuff like that show up before, like when we've had family in town and it's like, oh, look at this.
Find this entire interview and more in the K-82-3 app. Obie and Ashley, weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.